from you. Now, okay, the guys are here and it's a full house indeed. Victor, I should tell my clue, is here. Victor, you're
yes,
right,
sir.
Man.
How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Happy Friday, huh?
Yeah.
It's a good Friday.
Good Friday.
Are you
my
good?
Friends from Takoradi are sending me pictures of what they've been up to and what's
the
about.
The javelin.
Yeah. You know, around this time, the Easter festivities, they are getting ready for Yesu Asoro.
Yesu Asoro, yeah.
Yesu Asoro.
Yesu Asoro. That's on Easter Sunday.
Okay.
But the things they do at that party,
yes.
There are things.
On which day?
On Easter Sunday.
Okay.
So this is at Konfasi, second day.
Okay.
But the things they do at that party, I'm sure Christ himself will be associated.
why you waste your time in the capital?
The only thing Christ like about that is the name.
Yeah.
But apart from that,
yes, was sorry.
But
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so, who it's a radio station that organizes it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, actually, when you stand like that and you talk, we can't hear you.
It's actually a celebration of the people that us has become, or us is the trend these days, has been was adopted by a media house then.
Okay.
But it's a pure people's party.
I see.
Yeah.
Gary Alsmid is here as well.
Charlie. Yeah, man. Me, I'm not going to Yesu Asoro. Because, me and my sons, we have to, like, it's a day of sober reflection.
Yeah.
You know, you have to tell God that you beg. You beg. Yeah.
But why is this man dressed like Rollins today?
Like, we've been asking him, and he only says, he's more there. No. So, so let's paint a picture.
Yeah,
Fent is dressed casually.
Yeah.
In what? Just a normal top.
Lacoste shirt.
Yeah. Victor is in his
jersey.
My Black Star jersey as well.
Sancho is wearing a sweatshirt.
Normal sweatshirt, casual. And Danny is decked. Like, he's fully decked. So, long sleeve shirt, white. Then the Rollins, Ibatakari sob.
Thank you.
The Rollins, Ibatakari sob. Then.
Ibatakari what?
Then Charlie, some Gino,
yeah,
and some
switch
shoe
like that.
No,
it's for there.
Danny, why did you go to church today?
Oh, I had intended to go to church, but
the
one who is fasting, the one who is performing his religious duties, told us to come here on the day Jesus is dying.
Wow.
So I have to be here instead of at the house of God.
About what time does the church start on Good Friday?
Oh, the church, they go.
Morning.
They start where they go.
So you can go to the church after the
church. They finish at 1. And I couldn't finish at 1 and come here.
By 1, so the cross day is just in back, they go.
Yeah, so
they go. What do you call it? The seven steps of something. I forget that.
The Catholic something. Yeah,
the seven stations of the cross.
Yeah, stations of the cross. That's in long ago.
Right now, they're in this station 3. So you
oh, no, they finish. But check
finish.
The time.
They don't finish.
You know when they kill Jesus?
Are you Catholic?
You know when they kill
what
Jesus?
What time they kill
3
Jesus?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Quick. 3.
But it's not 3.
No, 3 o'clock is where he died.
He died.
Yeah,
so
but
the
thing starts like 12 something.
Oh, so the 3 o'clock is when he died.
Yeah, so the darkness hit already. Yeah. We passed that.
So if Jesus dies at 3, you still can't pray for him.
Oh, I can pray for him.
So but what's your problem?
But you the whole day, you've not eaten because you are performing your religious practices, duties. But you have forced me to come here. For the first time in my life, I have never missed church on Easter. Only friend told that you.
How do you why you don't go go church this morning?
No, relax.
relax. Why you don't go church this morning?
The show is 1 o'clock. Relax. Why you don't go church in the morning?
Relax. I didn't want to go to church the time that Jesus was fit and since. I usually go around the time where the persecution has started when they are shipping him into hand so I can
so
go.
So you are one
it.
Of those people when you have the chance to intervene. No, you wait when the trouble starts.
No, he had to die.
He needs help.
He had to die. Okay. So I just go and watch. Then then we are here.
And to add to what Danny said, he needs help with carrying the cross. You see,
no, now I held the tail. No, there.
Sichu,
but. Yeah, but I mean, as for we the Church of Pentecost members, Easter conventions are ongoing.
Oh yeah.
Thursday, Friday, my zone.
Yeah.
Barry Top Base. So we did it in the morning. I missed it obviously, but I'll be there in the evening.
Thank you. Only Danike will miss one day.
He says that I finish.
So,
yeah. So we ran and waiting for Yesu Asoro. Yeah.
So yeah.
Charlie. I watched one of my favorite shows is How I Met Your Mother. Okay. Van Nistelrooy has a whole, the character, and it has a whole idea of why, like, for example, you have to wait 3 days to text a girl back. And he says Jesus was the one who set the example by waiting 3 days to come back. And he says 3 days are perfect because if Jesus had come the next day, people wouldn't even have noticed he was gone. You know, and two days is like, yo, oh, I didn't see you yesterday. What's up?
Yeah.
You know that 3 days, that's just like, enough time for people to miss you before you came back.
It's very good. That's a good one.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He said if he was just gone one day and he came back the next day, he would be telling people he died yesterday. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
But 3 days, that's enough time for the news to go around, you know. But anyway, so it's not over. Okay, Sunday is coming. Mm. You, Daniki.
No, Sunday, I'll go to church. White.
Listen, guys, today's show was supposed to be special. We were expecting the LOC chair for the African Games to join us here. Okay, we booked him to join us on the show. Okay, we are still waiting for him. So if you also can help reach Dr. Ovosu Asare, who himself is a media practitioner and knows what it's like to
get stood up on.
Yes, you know. Tell him that the show is halfway into the show. We are halfway into the show. We are still waiting for him. Dr. Ovosu Asare gave his word that he will be here on Friday. We haven't been able to reach him yet. I hope that there is no emergency and that he's well and sound and is celebrating Easter. He just forgot us and left his phone somewhere. If that is the case, please... we are still waiting and hoping that our show is from now till 3 p.m. So we are hoping that he will find the phone somewhere and see the missed calls and say, negative people are calling me. Let me show up there. Then he will come here
and come and blast us.
No, and answer some questions.
Well, yeah.
Because we have some questions for him.
But he too has to tell us his
life. Yeah, especially you.
Yeah.
He personally asked for you.
Yes.
He said
if we are going to do the show, we have to make sure Gary is there.
Gary is here.
And Dr. Ovosu Asare is not here
yet. We passed the information on to Gary.
No, we told him yesterday we booked Dr. Ovosu Asare for the show on Friday, and he specifically requested that you have to be there because he has a bone to pick with you.
Bone?
Yeah. Bone. Yeah. Bone. Because in 2021... when the LOC came into office, Gary Al Smith picked a camera, went to Botema.
On a Saturday morning.
Went to Botema. And when he went there, there was no construction of the African Games going on. But incidentally, your man saw some cows grazing. Then he told the cameraman, he said, Mr. Camera, do you see the cows? I'm going to stand here and face the cows. So make sure that your camera angle is such a way that the cows are in it. Then the cameraman to position himself. White shot. White shot. Then they zoom in on Gary. Then your man, going like this. Then he started. Well, the LOC have come into office. So the Africa Games are just exactly 3 years away. And this is supposed to be the venue of the next African Games in 2022. Yeah. I said 2023.
Yeah.
But... 3 years, exactly 2 years. In fact, it was 2 years. Exactly two years.
So I was going there for that.
Exactly 2 years to the games, this place has become a grazing ground for these beautiful cows.
Beautiful cows.
Then, 3 weeks later, this is where the story starts. This is why the man has an issue. 3 weeks later, I wish he was here to tell the story himself. He went to Nigeria for a conference. We were going to discuss, you know, because of the Africa Games, your man traveled a lot. Mm-hmm. Doc, I know you are listening. If you are on your way, you are listening in your car. So this one, I'm not saying it behind your back. You traveled a lot in the build-up to the Africa Games, one of which was a trip to Nigeria.
Very important.
LOC chair. He's gone there to talk about things about Africa Games. He went there. The people played the video. Chama, you say you are doing Africa Games. You are coming here. They said the place is... who said they showed it to him? He said, look at it. This is where you want to hold games in 2 years. It's a grazing grounds for
beautiful cows.
For beautiful cows. You know, Doc. Doc will not keep quiet for you. Doc said, but if there are cows there, doesn't mean that work cannot go on. When I was flying into Abuja, I saw cows at the airport. He said, but the airport is operational. He said, so as for cows, they mean nothing.
They are everywhere.
Every time he does, and since then, every opportunity he gets, he references this story.
Every.
That, and you know, I think that one thing he did not like about Gary's report was the expression beautiful cows. Anybody he complains to, he references the beautiful cows. All the things Gary could say, he said beautiful cows.
And you know one of the things he said when we booked the interview 2 days ago? He said maybe now that Africa Games are over, it will only be right and beautiful for us to do a party with a cow.
Now, you know, the interesting thing about that report is it was the when it's 2 years before. Yes. Is it the anniversary? No, anniversary is after.
Yes.
So we're exactly 2 years. That weekend was 2 years before the games were supposed to start.
Yeah.
So, I mean, by that time, things have to be ready. Absolutely. You know, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so we went in an early morning, and I made the mistake of taking the small car that day. Hmm. Yeah, I didn't know, but Timan was like that at the time. Otherwise, I would have taken a big car. So that's, you know. Charlie. The way I hustle, like my small Uber car. The way I hustled. The cameraman went. So we put the thing into Google. Into there. Because there had been stories about it. So there was a pin about where
Google
the location.
Google said here, no.
So I had parked there. That's on the pin. Bro.
He said no.
Michel Benku, Michel Nifan.
Obafo Bienihon.
I was not seeing anything. So we drove up and down the stretch of the road. Mm. And we say, oh, so baby on Bay Stadium, no. So I went from like the top, yeah. And then they kept saying eh, down there. Then I passed the place, then I went down and I asked people and they said eh, ho. Then I went to the top. So in the middle there, then somebody said eh, ha.
Yeah.
Mm. So I said ah. So I wouldn't believe it. Then they said, oh, fa. So there were two walls. This is what gets interesting. So somebody had a plot of land and had walled it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on the other plot of land was the Accra race course, the new site for the Accra race course. Yeah. So in between the space there, the small space was a road that currently leads to Botema. Mm. So it had overgrown with weeds. And so they said it is there, but it was a footpath. But I had a car and we had to go. So my small Uber, the other one, the old one, we went inside, Charlie. The trees, there were thorns. It scratched the cow. So by the time we got to the expanse of land, so when we passed through the walls, then it just opened and we saw the expanse of land.
Yeah.
And you could clearly see that. No, this was a site earmarked for something. So there were bushes and things and you could see all the way
in the beautiful
down cow. There. And then you saw the and then I said to the cameraman, if he here, we will do that thing. So we shot the thing. But I caught, here's the kicker. I called doctor when I couldn't find. So when they said, go here, I called him that I was going to look at the place and do the report. I think doc underestimated the scale of what I was going to do and how far it will travel. So we spoke that morning and I said, oh, I'm here. And he said, oh, yeah. And I said, oh, is it near the race course? And he said, yes, that is where. So he confirmed for me that where I was standing was the place. I said, oh, nothing has been done by it. I said, all right, I'm here to report. So I did a report. And the rest, they say, is history. So Charlie, that's the story. But
I think Fenty has had a call. The call that he's been calling for.
Has had a call.
This one may not be for
real. Listen, the African Games, all of us know. I mean,
so you can't make it.
Hold on.
Are you on air?
Doc, the show is on. I'm speaking to you on air.
No, but Doc is not on air.
No, I'll forgive you.
Oh, Doc!
Doc said he had a medical emergency. But Gary is here.
Doc, take care of the medical emergency first. There's time for everything.
Gary, I saw what you put on there. Is it WhatsApp or Facebook?
What was it about?
They said you said, I said the Ghana team, the national team, the team didn't prepare well.
He has another issue. That's why you should have been here to confront him, you see?
No. I think it was, I was saying that even though Ghanaian team we have performed better, we can do well if in future if we invest very well in the team.
Okay. So, Doc, let me do this. Let me do this right. Is it? Can you do a phone call then, or is you just don't have time?
No, no, no. If it's television, I want to appear.
No, this is radio, please.
Oh no, no, I want to be in the studio.
Next Friday. Next Friday.
Very well. Next Friday.
Next Friday.
We'll bring you next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yes, Gary is listening to
you. No, me, I'm here.
Oh, Gary, how are you?
Fine, fine, doctor. Dog, 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 dog. Dog, you're a champion.
He said you are the journalist of the year.
Yes, you are, yes. Yes, it's a fact. Factos, factos, factos.
Dog, dog.
I said that on City.
What did you say on City?
Gary, was it coming from you?
No. Unless you repeat what they said, you said. What did they say you said?
Yeah. Is it this photoshopping thing and this media, this and that they do?
Ah, okay.
And when I was on City, I was in yellow. And when they brought it in, that was what I was wearing during the closing ceremony.
Ah. Yeah, it happens. New media. When you were the time you were active in the media, these things didn't exist. So that's the problem. So right now, when you see that, you have to come here and ask me. Then I'll confirm for you.
People can play tricks on us with your digital.
The new technology. That's right, Doc. Listen, we have a lot of questions for you. The games are over. Obviously, that's what we are discussing today. But we had quite a long list of questions for you. I'm not going to lie. We were looking forward to having you here. But if you are unable to, that's okay. Emergencies can happen. We can reschedule to next week. That's fine.
All right. Okay. So you can send me the litany of questions.
That's fair.
Put me on the spot.
No. It's fair. Yeah. It is fair journalism to send you the questions ahead of time if you request.
Yeah. Send him the synopsis.
No wahala. No wahala. Happy Easter. Enjoy. Yeah. Enjoy your holidays.
Okay,
and I hope your emergency is fixed as soon as possible. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We are in it together. Let's do the post-mortem in the best interest of our country.
We will. Very important. Yeah. I can't tell. Some people said they want to probe you. So me, the probe, I want to be in there. So
the probe is necessary.
Very important.
Accountability.
Yes. I agree. Absolutely.
Yes. Your account.
That's true. That is true.
We have to leave a very good legacy so that in future some of you also have opportunity to have
positions. I agree. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So say the media, we are only good at talking.
Yes.
And when we get a job, we don't do and do it well.
Yes. Yes.
So this
yes.
is also for some of you.
It is for some of us. And Doc, you know, I one thing before I let you go, the sports minister in the closing press conference, he gave a big thumbs up to the media for the wonderful coverage that the Ghanaian media gave the games. And he said that the criticism and the critiques...
I hope you're not recording. I hope I'm not on air.
Oh, I just told you that Gary was listening to you and we were on air. But...
No, you can't do this. You should have told me I was on air.
Well, I think I actually did say. I think you missed it.
I will want to come to the studio for us to discuss.
Yes, that's fine. I actually did mention that you were on radio.
For us to discuss it.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. So enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Okay, I wish you guys the same. All the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right.
Cheers.
All right, that's Doc. To be fair, I did tell Doc that he was on there. I think he didn't hear.
Everybody heard it.
So it's not like I ambushed him. I told him. But anyway... So that's that. He's unable to come, but I have a list of 35 questions.
Hey!
Oh, brother. Do you want me to start?
No, it's not that.
Oh, sorry. Okay, it's not.
I don't doubt you, but 35. 35 questions.
It's 36 now. Yes, yesterday we added one. Yes.
BC questions, rising.
BC. Section A is 40.
40 objectives.
Yes. Section A is 40.
Answer 3 out of 5.
But the questions you are giving him are not objective questions. It's not ABCD. Doc. Are you going to ask him, Doc?
They're not ABCD. Guys, look, Africa Games Postmortem. He mentioned it. We have our own versions. This is the first show we are having after the games. The closing ceremony was absolutely ridiculous in that it was amazing. And one of my favorite things to happen at the closing ceremony, obviously, was the performance of this woman. That is okay.
So that's how I call her, Wheezy.
Wheezy?
I call her Wheezy and she calls me Gaza.
You
know we are on...
I know.
On the UNICEF thing.
Yeah.
And look, I need to tell this story.
Go on.
You see, Wiala is not. Wiala is a force of nature.
She's not an ordinary talent.
No. You know her story, right? She started from Vodafone. Yeah. What's it called?
Icons.
Icons. Yes.
In fact, she started from Fentu School.
Yeah.
She started from Tumusek.
Tumusek.
What is Tumusek? Gary, you have been working with me all this time.
Danton SHS.
Sorry. What is Tumusek?
Tumusek is your rival. Tumusek is like a serious rival.
Who do I do? They don't matter in the grand scheme of things.
Sorry. I've been around them.
Let me educate you on the.
Only Kanto and nobody else.
Every day. This is my opportunity to shine. Because every day when we are here, all they talk about is Prisek, Owas, Chimota, the rivalries when they are doing national science and math quiz. I cannot relate. Today, you have mentioned the name of my school wrong. I'll correct you.
Canton.
Thank you.
Canton.
And then again, remember that time when we were in National Science and Maths, we reached quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals.
Brother, we came down for the students. See. Champion.
Canton.
Right now. The two biggest current superstars of Canton Secondary School.
Such are you.
And we are Wiala.
Products, he's balling.
Wait. Okay, he's also. But Nassam Yakubu.
Nassam.
Champion.
Yeah.
No, another product.
It's a school. Canton.
Yes.
Canton.
The goalkeeper trainer.
Yeah.
Ah, Charlie. Canton, see, the school you are mentioning is Tumu Secondary Technical.
Tumusek Tech.
Thank you. Tumusek Tech.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
The only secondary school for me, headache.
You
understand? No disrespect to the Tumusek Tech people. But you have given me an opportunity. To this our rival school.
I step something up. Let me bring up.
You open webs.
Anyway. So
look. Because we're the only two schools, Charlie, every year we play like 50 friendly matches.
Yeah. I can imagine. But Wiala, when like you have to see her in action,
mm-hmm.
when she enters that space, nobody.
As Ichola.
Look. And when she, you know, people who have aura,
mm-hmm.
Wiala has presence. Like when she walks into rooms, people pay attention.
Yeah.
You understand? And when she opens her mouth,
the brand is tick.
She's poor day.
Her greatest gift is doing covers.
Mm.
That's her greatest gift, apart from her own songs. Yeah. So you see the way she sang your song. You did the song, she will do your song.
Better than you.
And you shake.
You regret.
Yeah, so that is how Wiala came to people's attention.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So she was like, what's his name? Aduma, right?
Yes.
Aduma was like that. So Wiala is, fantastic. And
but she has a lot of great originals. Like this Africa song is very
good. She has great.
Sijo and I were jamming to Yaga
Yaga. And you know, the other musicians around and things. You saw how she was energetic and bouncing on the stage.
No, she had the best performance.
No, both opening and closing. Hands down.
I think she performed. Yeah, I think they could have given her the whole night, to be fair.
She should have done all. They'll say, let's welcome this one, but we all come and sing it for the first
time. So one of the things that I want to do, if time allows, mm-hmm. is she does the concert annually when she has time and she can fit it into her schedule at Funsi, where she hails from.
Funsi.
It's not Funsi, right?
Not Funsi.
It's what?
Fancy, just like you see. Fun.
But F-U-N-S-I-N-S-I.
Yes,
fun. Fancy. But she pronounces it Funsi.
Okay. Then she should enjoy.
You that you are profilizing the name. Don't mind this boy. You are profilizing the name.
Zero. You know,
like, because of her, she was the reason why she was able to lobby for mobile connectivity. All the networks to come to that side.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because of her. Now, she used to be based in Accra because you know all the great things, the great gigs are here. But she was also able to lobby for the road between Funsi to be fixed from there to Wah.
Mm.
So she didn't have the need to go anywhere, and so She has internet connectivity and everything, so she's able to base there and not in Accra.
Wow.
Relax. After saying this thing, then the Canton superstars, no. Relax, you've removed your name. What have you done?
What have you done for two nights?
Hold on. We are.
Yeah! He's my there.
Eh? Ah, Noella.
Yes. Noella, hey,
how are you?
Call her Noella.
Then.
I'm fine. Okpere Itima.
Listen, I'm doing a radio show and the people were arguing over the pronunciation of fancy or funsy. Which is it?
And tell me, I said.
Gary has made is the one debating me. Oh, me that I'm from there.
Oh, it's
Fonzie. Fonzie!
You
said Fonzie.
You said Fonzie. You said Fun.
Hold on.
Me, I'm telling you that. Gary's
Gary Asmith. Can you stop rubbing it and listen?
Fonzie.
Fon and then see.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't pronounce it like Fonzie. Like if you want to say Fufu, you say Fufu. No.
It's not Fonzie.
Fonsi.
So it's not funsi and it's not fancy. It's fon asi. So it's draw. So it's draw. Challenge. Yes.
Tell us, I say, performance. Yeah. She's poor there. Yeah, I said she's poor. She destroyed it.
She's narrating the meaning of the name.
Huh?
Yes, you are explaining the meaning of the name, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, start over again. It means
the
what?
The meaning of the name is that Fun. It means early. See. It means get up. Yes. But we say Fun see, which means get up early. That is the meaning of the name. Because our ancestors that came here, they were passing through from Nalerugu. We are actually descendants of the Nalerugu area.
Mm-hmm.
So when they got to this part of the land was so good for farming, there's water and all that. So some people decided to remain. Mm. So those who didn't get up early to go with the rest
they of were left behind.
Didn't know, yeah, we left behind. So they decided to stay.
That's nice. So that's nice.
Since then, they kept saying, if we had Fung Asi, I would have also gone back. So they started calling the place Fancy, but it's not fancy.
I get it.
And it's definitely not fancy.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So when you pronounce it, it sounds like F O N.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the
yes.
spelling is
F U. Because the ancestors overslept. That's why you don't oversleep again.
I never late again. That's also because the weather is too cool by then. You know, there's and then when you come up here, we farm a lot. Most
yes.
of the food
yeah. yes. Yes. Yes.
comes from the Kitala area.
Yes.
That's why they settled for the farming. So almost all of us are farmers.
We are all farmers. Tell them.
Even if you are, whatever you are still a farmer here.
Yes.
And you do it better. So getting Akiru Fonsi again.
Yes. Gary Al Smith is here trying to educate me about my own people.
Gary.
Is it Kanoko? I'll bring him. I have to bring you back. Is it Kanoko? By the way, the guy said they loved your performance on Friday. I sent you some.
Don't tell her I loved it.
They said you scored it. You scored it.
Quote me well.
No, teach your say it. She's listening.
She scored it.
You scored it.
You guys,
he's funny. Charlie, take care. I sent you some pictures. Did you see them?
Okay, what's up?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Move Ben.
Okay,
move Ben. Yeah. Okay. Then Baba. Hey, move fast. Give me fast.
See. One superstar calling another superstar.
God should punish me for what I said before you. This was it.
You pick phone call Riala casual. When you say, you know we talk. You also when they call you pick up. You call the ring back man or
where she pick?
First ring.
Quick.
You see there are differences in the call in the way people answer your call.
Yeah.
Some people if they answer your call after. Some people answer your call after fifth ring.
Yeah, they think about
brother, take the cue. They don't want the call. You watch the call, I say,
This guy cry. Yeah,
well, you make us see. You make us see.
But when you do that thing, then you know that, Charlie. You matter.
No, it's funny.
Some people, they, if they call you, Sicho. Then you answer the call.
You see, sometimes too. Delay in responding.
Are we doing the sports or?
Lifestyle sports. Today be sportainment. Sports and entertainment.
Sometimes, you make it finish, make it. Answer the call. It's because they are looking for an answer for you.
Because they know what they have done.
They know what they have done.
Or what you are going to ask them.
So, especially in a situation where the person, you are calling for accountability.
So, Charlie, you say you go do them. You do. You say you go
that
so, you
is
go.
They are looking for an excuse.
He's speaking from experience. When I call him, he doesn't pick the call on the first ring.
So you are saying we're doing the sports. How did we start the show?
We started
the show by saying that Doc said he will come.
Yes.
But he has not come.
Yes.
So if people know how to get in touch with him, because you have been calling him since morning, right?
And then I tried again.
Then you tried again while on air.
Yes.
And then he picked.
Yes.
But then we had a discussion with him.
Yes.
Then he told us that
some way.
Yeah. Then when we finished, we started talking about Africa Games.
The closing ceremony.
Then we talked about Wiyala. Then we gave some small background.
This is
then,
even better.
Then you show us level. That's a proper superstar.
Yeah, superstar. For what you will.
So you see,
brother,
this is why we do game plan, because we go behind the headlines.
That's right.
Who in Ghana can call Wiyala alive on air?
Even if Wiyala answers, it is not. No,
it's more there. Forget everybody.
I really talk plenty. My friends are foolish.
And you see the thing I like about Wiyala? If I call her or if she calls me, no word of English.
Yeah.
I told them we were on radio still. She wanted to speak to Sally.
Yeah.
She's very, very
one day on the City Breakfast show, they were talking about Wiyala, and then I think it was Godfrey who casually mentioned that, I think Godfrey mentioned to Bernard. I think Bernard didn't hear him well. He mentioned to him that we went to school together. And then Bernard said, and I was on air, I was with him. And Bernard said, Fend, you went to school with Wiyala. I said, no, she went to school with me. Brother, different day. I was the senior.
Yeah, she can't meet you for the school.
She can't meet me for the school.
Exactly.
You understand? To be fair.
Samuel will tell you, say, I didn't play with Messi. Messi played with me.
That's right. Thank you. It means something.
Yeah.
She was my 1 year junior.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was there when we handed over the
post them things.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was entertainment prefect. So she started early. Who said that?
Danny was in the spirit.
Yeah, and she was actually she didn't start as a singer when she was in school from Form 1 when she came, Nino Snide, all those things. She was a dancer.
It tells.
Uh-huh. She was a dancer. So the singing, it was the Vodafone Icons, we all found out she could sing. Wow. But when she was in school, she was her biggest performance on every entertainment night was
dancing.
She always had the same energy. It's always the same energy. And Gary was talking about the amazing thing she's doing for her village. She built a whole guest house there, and that's why she stays there.
Yeah.
So to like improve tourism. And it's interesting because half of the people that come to Fonsi for tourism come to see her.
She's a tourist attraction.
As it should be. You know, and she says, like, look, that's the reason she doesn't live in Accra. She says, what am I doing in Accra? If I have a performance,
she has everything there.
Mm-hmm. If I have a performance, I'll come. She had a performance at the closing ceremony. She came. Mm-hmm. Fonsi to Y is 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So you come there and take a flight here.
Quick.
Kaswa said, airport to where itself is 40 minutes.
I guarantee. Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
If somebody is, if a musician stays in Kaswa, and some of them do,
And they're coming to airport.
You use Abokovi, don't use Casual.
Since the loss for the system.
And they said that she come and perform at University of Ghana. And we allowed to lease fancy. 40 minutes. She will get to Wa, and then Wa to Accra by flight. Another. She will get here before the one from
Casual is coming.
So she said, why should she stay in Accra? So that's why she stays in the village. Solid stuff. So anyway.
By the way,
Karim is another one.
Karim! Sweet Karim! Karim is from where?
You mean his village?
Yeah.
His village is called Bande.
Whatever you say next. Unless Karim will have the chance,
he will not have the microphone.
I'll defend Karim.
Karim is not on the show.
I'll defend Karim.
He's a very foolish boy.
So Karim's village is close to yours.
His village is close to mine. But you see, if you are going from Accra, you reach my village before Karim's village. And when I say that, he doesn't like it. But I said...
That's why I wanted him to defend.
And the other one.
His village is closer to Burkina Faso. So if one day Burkina people decide to invade Ghana, they'll get Karim's village before my village. But if I say it, he doesn't understand. But that's the point.
10 minutes apart.
Eh?
He says they are 10 minutes apart.
Yeah, he said they are 10 minutes apart. Yes, he can walk. In fact, he used to walk to my village. But no matter what he says,
you're closer to Accra than his village.
Not just that. You see, people say these things, and I say all the time, people don't understand. You see how black people here, we complain about racism.
Yeah.
We come to Ghana, we complain about tribalism. Yeah. If you go to the villages, me too, I'm saying that my eye open past the people from Karimi village. Then you also have the audacity to call his village people villages. Hey Ghana, things are happening. Yeah. Like there's a level of discrimination at every single level.
Varying degrees.
Like it makes no sense. Look, I come from a village, like I'm not from Tumu.
No, yeah.
I come from a village. My village is called Vamboy, right? Yeah. When I went to Tumu for the secondary school, and again, it's like, it's a surrounding village. It's like maybe 20 minutes from Tumu. In secondary school, the people who were there, the people who were from Tumu were calling me village boy.
The original Tumu Knights.
Thank you.
The original Tumu Knights. They were calling you the Asker Tumu Knights, a villager.
Yes.
No, it's like all of you are in Accra.
Yes.
All of you are in Accra. I guess you're the town. Somebody's living in Kaswa.
Yes. And we should be discriminated against everybody
in Kaswa.
Even my Yarifa people are getting discriminated.
Somebody in Kaswa is saying, why are you living at Yarifa? Are you okay?
But do you know, when I lived in Mamprobi, you know Gbetchile?
Yeah.
We know they see. The Gbetchile.
You know Mamprobi people that don't see.
Like, it's literally even in Mamprobi. Now check this out. This will bust your mind. Kwame Nkrumah built Mamprobi as one of those estates. Yeah. The Dansoman kind of things. So till date, you can see that
Layout is sweet.
The layout is sweet, the gutters, even now. It's well planned and things. Now when you get to a place called Bamboy, the Methodist church there, the street goes down, and there's literally a street that separates one part, so the estate.
Yeah.
And then after the street is like the beginning ish of Choco.
Mm.
Like it's not road.
Just a street.
It's not road. There's difference between road and street. Yeah. It's like you are crossing it. Yeah. When you cross the street, the rent drops by 300 cedis. It's not even a joke.
Yeah,
there's a street and there are many examples of this in the world.
Wow.
So South Africa,
true.
There's a famous Time magazine photo, a drone shot of South Africa.
Yeah.
And it shows the street.
Yeah.
Dividing two neighborhoods.
I think in Cape Town?
Joburg.
Joburg, okay.
Alexandra, the township, and Sandton.
Yeah.
It's one street.
One street, yeah. But you can see the shop.
There's super wealthy, obviously, in Sandton. And then the township people are, it's one street. It's like that. And Mamprobi and Choco is like that.
Mm.
So we did the left
Mamprobi,
side.
No.
We did the
you
left
see
side.
See body
no.
pass.
No.
You don't agree.
Because if I tell you, it's like this whole East Legon Hills rubbish.
Yeah.
Yes.
if you live at Mabrobi, yeah.
Oh, but of course, but why is it? If the place is not even close to East Lagos.
No, it's not.
Ah, brother,
it's not. Chale, bro, 3 weeks ago, I went to shoot a commercial at some Airbnb. At they gave us the thing. When I opened the map, they say East Lagos Hills, bro. Charlie,
you they go, you know they go.
Look, if I they go a brie.
Like you reach.
If I they go a brie, the Papa Recreational Center come.
Like you catch.
Like I go chill and come. They are no rich. Hey! Look, the road was so bad.
Yeah.
And this is after like you have passed Santo. Hey. And the map was telling me it's Lagos Hills.
Keep going.
I said it's Lagos Hills. WMT.
Okay, all right. World Metro Mass Transit, no problem.
WMTC, we must try.
We must try. Yes, we must try.
But they need to maintain that East Lagos Hills branding.
So yeah.
A plot of land there can
cost. Maybe at the talk.
Yes.
Because like the Man Probiting, coming circling back to that thing.
Airport Hills.
If you call the other people for the right side, Man Probites like we. Then you spoil on our branding, be that.
What happened?
It's like, it's true. Yeah. It's like the way Wager people and the Katwa people.
You see the way Pristac people, we never they agree say the school with them. Madina.
There is Lagos.
You know good.
Where is he?
Pristac Lagos. Wait, we are in Lagos. What are you talking about?
Something before that, you did atomic jealousy. Why your mic no they work? Where is Abeku? Abeku has put off your microphone.
Oh, by me, I knew it.
Because Presec is technically at Atomic Junction.
Yes.
And so Atomic Junction, you know where Madina is. It's Madina. Yeah, but Chalai go
there. I saw one story of the Wager and the Kaswa people.
Yeah.
Somebody went on a whole to do a whole Twitter thread.
Yeah.
And said, please, we live at Wager, no? Or we live at even Tuba. We don't live at Kaswa, please. We live at Weja or Tuba. The best thing I've seen on the internet. Nobody says, okay, question. If you they go your the way, place car you they take.
Kaswa car quick.
That's it.
Kaswa car quick. Now you get out of
it. The reply finished. He said, okay, you don't get a problem where you they live. But I get a question. If you they go where you they live,
where car you they take.
That's what God, however.
Who need choice?
Need choice.
Oh, God. Charlie,
what's the time? Hey.
Brother, the time is the time.
the time.
Today is Easter.
Holiday edition.
Yes. Let's talk about the closing ceremony, though. It was amazing. But the competition itself, the LOC redeemed themselves. Let me put it that way. I think it's the right word to use. Yeah.
But you somebody school you where you take, you keep for your body like that.
What's that?
I just see him for Twitter.
What's that?
What someone should tell Fence that the name of his school is the name of a local ingredient in Dagbani language.
Uh-huh.
The ingredient itself is somehow smelly.
As for that, so as for hold on. As for something meaning another thing in another language, it's normal.
It's normal.
It's normal.
Yeah,
but it's you know normal. You know the thing the guy they talk.
I don't know. How do I know? Am I Dagbani?
Okay. I just wanted.
He said that team means something in Dagbani, yes. And I don't understand Dagbani, so I don't know what it means. Okay. You, what are you driving at? I don't understand this guy.
The guy wants to finish you.
He wants to death
you. The way you could not pronounce the name of your own town.
Which one?
It makes me doubt.
Fonzi. To be fair, it's Wiyala who is from. For me, I'm not from Fonzi, so that one, you can forgive me. Yes, you can.
Some boy.
Yes, it's Van Boy. It's not Van Boy. It's Van Boy. I've corrected people many times.
I made a mistake of saying Van Boy. Karim corrected me sharp.
Yes, he has to because he knows. It's not. I'm not like Karim said the day we gave him the chance to wish his mother happy birthday.
Then Karim is Bande.
Yes.
His nickname is Bande Messi.
Yeah, his nickname is Bande Messi. Then the playboy.
No. You know the playboy. Yeah, he say, make we watch in legs. They look like he the playboy.
Every time Joy get mad, this is why I come here. Every time Joy get mad, can you get excuse? The first one is Gerrans too, so you don't go to play. The other one, he said, first day, make you do something, you don't go to play. The other one, he had the pain arm, so you don't go to play. But he said, they call that Dembele.
Maybe I will pray.
That's very on brand because Dembele right, was never available.
For those who don't know, yes, those who don't know Karim, Karim is our social media producer here. Anyway, I just wanted to touch on a few things very quickly. We got 69 medals at the African Games. It's the first time in history that we've amassed that many. In fact, our last biggest haul at any African Games competition, you have to go back to 1973 where we got 27 medals. So this is huge. Mostly thanks to arm wrestling's 41 medals, by the way. Sitcho, why are you laughing? Okay. So arm wrestling was the only sport to get a mention in the SWAG statement.
Yeah. Solid.
So, Charles Osei, SB, and his people, well done. Okay. Right, well done. Arm wrestling, 41 medals. And if you understand how arm wrestling works, it's amazing how they did it.
It's very hard, good, massive hard work.
Oh,
if
yes.
If you understand how it works, you know the work that went, level of work that went into
yes,
it.
Yes, and Charles Osei, SCB,
credit to them.
He is the only federation president who got the mention in
the SWAG statement.
In the SWAG statement, which he co-wrote, but it's not my business. So, Gary, why are you laughing?
He's a proud member of SWAG. The rest are the SWAG members.
What do you mean, member?
He's not a member.
No, he has to be a member before he can be general secretary.
Yes.
He's a proud member of SWAG.
Yes.
The rest no, are they members?
But why does fans want to say that Charles wrote a statement himself?
He said he co-wrote.
The president signed, but the secretary must have an input.
So you mean when I was growing up,
you know how many sporting disciplines won medals for Ghana? You have the artwork.
Nine, I think. Nine or so.
Well, to be fair, not all of them won 41 medals. Only one did.
Yeah. So I was saying that, you see, when I was growing up, and even around the time I started journalism, and then at that point stopped, thankfully, because it used to really annoy me. Anybody of any organization who was a general secretary, they used to call him scribe.
I don't know what that means.
You know, you remember?
Chief scribe.
Chief scribe.
Yeah, that's his Bible. I know the word scribe.
Yeah, scribe. But in parlance, and when I was doing research on other things, dating back to newspapers, you see that they constantly used to refer to people who were general secretaries of various organizations as a chief scribe. I'm like,
chief scribe.
You know, and, that's interesting. But you see, it harkens back to the time where general secretaries literally wrote state
everything. Yeah.
They took minutes.
Yeah.
And then they wrote statements and things
reports
on behalf
and everything.
Yeah. But the role of general secretary has evolved, and so it's good that we've stopped calling it chief scribe. Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm wrestling 41 medals, and listen, I'm wrestling. I was there for day one and day two. Mm. Both days. Me, I was there. You see, this Africa game.
Fence is going to drop keys.
No.
Here we go. No, you continue. Please. You continue.
You were there, so what? You were there, so what? I'm the only person who went there.
So I shouldn't tell you about my African games experience.
We don't want your experience. Fence. We don't want your experience.
You say what all of us think you're going to say, you pay.
It is not what... What do you think I'm going to say?
Tell
the people what I'm going to say.
Do you know you were there, so what?
What all of us think you're going to say?
I was going to say that. I actually didn't think that I would find arm wrestling so enjoyable.
Yeah, all of us, likewise.
Well, so why were you stopping me from saying?
No, I'm just saying that one of you all know. What else? Go on.
You were not there.
I was. What they are talking about. So you can tell me what
I didn't think I was going to find it so enjoyable.
Uh-huh.
I sat through the evening session of day one and the morning session of day two. They were only 2 days of competition in the arm wrestling. The evening session of day one, I found myself like jumping and punching the air every time a Ghanaian won. Like, it was ridiculous. It's
back
like
to back, back
I was
to back.
I it's like I was wrestling with the people on the stage. And the techniques involved there, I found it really intriguing. You see, so that you you don't necessarily need to put the other person's hand to the ground or to the table to win. You just need to make sure the other person fouls out, and you are allowed only two fouls. So, for example, if you are wrestling, both of you, your elbows have to be on the table.
Yes.
If your elbow lifts, it's one foul.
One foul.
against you.
Yeah.
If it happens again, two fouls against you, the other person has won.
Wow.
So I found that a lot of the fights, or a lot of the wrestling, the matches, some of the people were not interested in wrestling and putting your hand down to the table.
Yeah.
They were interested in fouling you out.
Yeah.
So,
the game is a game.
So, yes. Yeah, so, you've locked arms. You're wrestling. You're all... Like, I mean, obviously, these are strong men.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
It's not easy for the other person to just push the other person down. So, there's usually a few moments of stalemate where you're literally trying to... That's it. At that point, one person is just trying to make sure that the other person somehow, mistakenly, lifts the elbow. And they do that, and you would not necessarily need to put the other person. Now, you do that, it's one foul, one strike, and a second strike, that's it. You lose. And a lot of Ghanaians lost the fights like that to Egyptians. What people don't know.
Egypt won more gold than Ghana.
Twice the number. Egypt won 16 gold medals in the arm wrestling.
Are you kidding me?
Compared to Ghana's 8, or is it 9 that Ghana won?
Hey.
It was unbelievable. And yet we got 41 medals and everybody thought we did so amazing. So they don't know that Egypt and all our fights were lost to the Egyptians.
No, but Egypt were great in everything, the combat sports. All the wrestling, all the judos, the karates, like
all the indoor sports.
Yeah, even in boxing, they came strong. So
I said all the indoor sports
they were massive.
Including winning gold in both men and women's volleyball.
Table tennis, everything. They were superb.
Table tennis, they won all but one.
They won all but one. So
only the men's doubles that they lost. They lost every other gold medal.
They swept all of it. So
the Ghanaian coach for the karate team told me that apart from they being good and actually investing in their sports, they have this culture of ensuring that. So those who listened to Sports Link last week Saturday, Oseasibe mentioned this, that the teams that do well at these games, they have a heavy representation of officials for each discipline.
That's true.
Yes.
So the more popular the sport is in your country, the more officials you would have.
Apart from the black and white technical areas, there are areas of discretion where, for even for some of the most technical sports, where the officials can use their discretion to determine that this decision goes in favor of this team or that team. So there were a lot of video reviews that the Ghana team felt did not go their way, but Egypt have made a habit of just winning and competing and winning at every karate competition on the continent.
Wow.
And when they go with their officials. And their officials have essentially become the guys who officiate a lot of these competitions.
Charlie.
So, a match involving Ghana and Nigeria, and they know that the Ghanaian involved has the potential of disturbing the progress of
the Egyptian,
of the best Egyptian there, Massa. The little decisions or infractions.
The 50-50 things.
Massa, forget.
I see. So that's that. 69 medals.
How many medals?
69.
Okay.
69 medals, please.
Spent. 69, is it?
69 medals. Gary, get your mind out of the gutters. 69 medals.
Oh, damn.
Friday, guys. So he showed me his ass.
Faster than him.
Do you know what happened? There are times where somebody says something, you've heard it, but your brain hasn't processed.
It hasn't processed.
So, like, I've heard him say what he said, but I've not. So when he repeated and he said, and I watched his face, I'm like, then brain's like, yeah, man, that's exactly what he said. I'm like, oh no.
You don't want to believe it came from.
Yeah, you're like, damn. So the kid is still, you're lost.
The Nikkei is not law. He knows
man. Good Friday.
And arm wrestling, there was some Egyptian Hajia there in her hijab. And she was, brother.
She there for me.
She's strong pass.
You see, the best part, I don't know what to call it, the best part or the strangest part about her wrestling is she's covered in hijab. You can't see the arm. So you don't know if the arm is big or is small. So, Obano, you know, and the champion. the arm wrestling was fun. It was brilliant.
The North Africans who came and the hijab, they were the most, the deadly.
Yes.
So they will come with all of this humility. Dina Meshref.
Of course.
Why she comes?
Table tennis.
She will greet everybody.
before she enters.
Oh, don't be deceived by the No. They are deadly.
It's 100% the pain right. She inflicts.
Even wrestling, they have people.
Yeah.
Even wrestling. Yeah. And they'll come in the hijab like that. In Ramadan, no, by the way. Fasting.
Beach volleyball.
And still sweeping the people. Yes.
Beach volleyball.
What fasting?
Yeah, what fasting?
No, Ramadan so me, sports. I have a question.
Yes.
If Egypt at a games in West Africa, Ghana, West Africa, were able to bring 294 athletes.
Yes.
Eh?
Uh-huh.
Then when they host it,
1 billion.
Then how many? How many athletes? When they host it in next, in what? For,
next 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
How many athletes would they have?
The Ghana coach for the Karate team. He said his counterpart on the Egyptian team told him that they have to work the numbers and look at what the competing advantages are for some of the countries sports. That they compete with.
Okay.
So, for example, he says when it comes to the official, like the actual pros, Egypt has over 1 million registered professional athletes.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
So it is from that pool. That is why when you come to... So the reason they told us that Dina Meshref and Goda were coming here after going to Qatar.
Yes.
And then they would go to the United States. There is a ranking system for all of the athletes.
Yeah.
When you go to 2-3 competitions and you don't excel, that slot goes to the next available athlete.
Wow. So you have to.
Yes.
To maintain their spots to become eligible to benefit from someone's lack of progress, they themselves must still be competitive, right? And that is why, despite Hannah coming to Ghana in 2019 to win the junior championships, she will still have to go and compete at the next competitions.
Yeah.
Which means you cannot be a national team player if you're a part-time player.
That's right. You have to be full-time, so professional.
So at 17, she was playing for Ali. At 19, she has to. There has to be that consistency. So he was basically saying that if the state is going to spend £1 on you, one Egyptian pound on you, they have to be ensured, they have to believe that you are dedicating 1,000,000% time to this, which is to say that you're in. So the practice that we have here, where a lot of our athletes are services, are in the service.
I'd just say, other than footballers, every other sportsman in Ghana is doing something else.
Yes. They won't tolerate that.
Or woman.
They have areas where the performance of the athletes are so good that even though they may not necessarily be full-time professionals in that area, they can still actively compete.
Mm.
But even there, the performance speaks for them.
Yeah. Look at swimming.
Yeah.
Egypt won more medals in swimming than South Africa actually did.
Yeah, that
and
is
the
crazy.
Two of them shared the swimming medals.
Yeah. Egypt actually beat them.
Egypt had more.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We have the table.
And you know,
we have the artwork of that.
You
did the swimming medal table.
And you made the point. Nothing is by accident. No. We've hosted two Ghana competitions here.
Uh-huh. Egypt and South Africa.
Yeah. A lot of those athletes were there.
At Bukom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them were there.
And that one too.
Mm. And finish behind the same Marshall Ali guy.
Yeah.
Especially again, the stream.
But the Egyptian guy, does he go to the Olympics? Does he compete?
Yes, he's a two-time Olympian. He just doesn't do too well.
That's
Olympics
because
is next level. Because the Olympics in swimming, in global swimming right now, let me tell you.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Four countries are the leading countries in swimming. United States, for obvious reasons.
Obviously.
China.
Yeah.
Australia.
The
Chinese hold, like, I think, two world records now. The Hungarians.
Hungary.
Superb.
Yeah.
Then the South Africans. Mm. And to some extent, the Australians.
Yeah.
Where do Russia place, though, in swimming?
Russia are more... They're not great at swimming.
Okay.
Russia are more gymnastics.
Yeah.
And that one, China has taken.
China, they pull gymnastics, no. That was the name.
Good. I was going to say that. They pull the one that they would dance.
They dance and they also come in.
Synchronized swimming.
Russia, damn.
Yes.
Now you last one. Some people wear.
Russia can do some 1B.
The people wear. Ballet be them a national pastime.
Hey.
You won't dance for the water inside past them.
You walk for the water too.
Especially can do someone for Tokyo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did like this like 2 minutes. My mouth open.
Taste.
So those, so Russia would usually be synchronized swimming, gymnastics, ice skating,
doping.
Yes. No, true. He's not lying. They have been banned for state-sponsored doping.
I mean, yeah.
You know.
So he said what they are known for.
Charlie. You know. Anyway, if you are done, there's something I really wanted to mention on the show. Charlie, you know, we did take some things, the joke. But for me, and I wanted our... But by the time the graphic designer was able to finish, then that window had gone. And the Africa Games, people had moved on from it. But I really wanted us to do the breakdown of the boxing medal table. You see, boxing is one of the things that will touch people emotionally. And maybe we should just do it this weekend. Just so that it's out there. Mm. That for Nigeria to come to our home and have more people in the finals
than us,
than we did, and win more medals in boxing.
I didn't pay attention to that.
Bro, they won twice the number of gold medals.
The number of gold medals in boxing.
I think the position about tilapia and then Techi and
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you see, that's the thing. Charlie,
that's wild,
no, that is wild. Nigeria brought boxers here at Azuma Nelson's backyard, like literally in his backyard, because it was Abukom.
Yeah.
And came to take more medals. The super, you know what they were saying? They were trolling us. Yeah. The day we said it was the Fantastic Friday for Ghana, that we won. How
eight
many medals?
Gold medals.
Eight what?
Gold medals.
No, no, we won eight overall.
On the day no, yes, eight. That day alone.
We won overall eight.
Yes.
Yeah, they won.
Day, yeah, that day we won four.
No, that day we won.
No, that day we won.
That day we won.
The Friday we won
eight.
We won four in boxing.
Four in boxing and four
one in hockey.
No,
one
talking about
in
football.
No. I'm making a point. That Fantastic Friday, that Ghana won eight overall.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Across games. Yeah.
Nigeria won eight gold medals that day alone.
In boxing.
Yes.
I've just pulled out the medal table here for boxing.
Charlie!
Okay. Wow. Nigeria.
Check the women's section.
No, this is overall.
Overall.
I'll check the women, don't worry. Overall, Nigeria got 8 gold medals in boxing. Ghana got 4. Okay?
Charlie.
Nigeria had 2 silver medals. Ghana had 1. Ambitious. And Nigeria had 0 bronze medals. Yeah. So it means that every time a Nigerian boxer has got to the semifinals, they have reached the final.
Yes. So I saw that on Making of Champs.
Yes.
That's why.
And it means they had 10 boxers in the final, only 2 lost.
Yes!
That's what it means. They got 8 gold medals, 2 silver.
So that's what I was saying.
They had 10 boxers in the final and only 2 lost.
Twice as many appearances in the final as Ghana.
Yes, we had 4.
And got twice as many.
We had 4 in the final.
5.
We had 5 in the final.
And 4.
No, so Sicho, you see, the team be saying, like in many aspects of our national lives, the things that we think we are good at and have been good at. Look, I remember even when I mean I was getting educated in the different sporting codes, and I was being sent to, you know, hockey when I was being shown things, boxing, and I vividly remember like yesterday, people were always saying that the boxing there, and then they would mention a storied medalist, then they would mention the Nigerian ones, so some Peter guy and stuff like that, and they always said we had a certain advantage that they didn't have. But they also repeated that the day Nigeria gets its boxing formula right,
we are in trouble.
Yeah. We are here.
And Achu mentioned something that I just want to...
The pre-African Games show that we did.
Yes.
Yeah. He asked me where the threats would lie. And I told you that
Nigeria.
We know about Nigeria,
yeah,
but also the North African teams. If you look at the teams or the boxers that took out all of the guys that we were talking about check where they were coming from,
like Teofilo Salote.
Check where they were coming from.
It's interesting that you mentioned, because Algeria actually finished second on the boxing medal table. Ghana was third, not second behind Nigeria.
Hey, Charlie.
Algeria got more medals in boxing than Ghana. The Ghana finished in third position in that medal table in boxing. Now, Achu said I should check the women, because he was curious. He knew something was there. Out of the 8 gold medals Nigeria won, you want to guess how many came from men, how many from women?
Split.
5 from women.
Eh?
5.
And 3 from the men.
And 3 from the men.
Now, this was important to us because...
And for Ghana, the men got 4, the women got 0. So all our 4 came from the men.
Yeah. Was the, I think Janet Akwa was the one who got 1 bronze.
Bronze,
yes.
Yeah.
When we asked the coach, he said, oh, for the women's boxing, they are now trying to pick up. Nigeria are also now trying to pick up.
Mm.
Yeah.
But they have 5 medals to show.
When we come back, we will talk track and field. I think lots of interest there. Then we talk football. Obviously, the DNA is working. So, we have a gold, 2 gold medals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what were you going to? You want to talk about?
I thought you were going to talk about Jeremy.
Oh, no.
Charlie,
no.
The team pay you, make we go come.
Yeah, we'll go come. So, listen, guys. There's also a lot of talk about who's qualifying for the Olympic Games and blah, blah, blah. We've got all that information for you here on Game Plan live on 99.7 Show FM as well as on Hits 103.9 FM. The show is brought to you by DSTV as well as Petrosol, and we will be right back. This is 99.7 Show FM, Hits 103.9 FM. The show is Game Plan, and we are on till 3 p.m. So we have about 23 more minutes to talk sports, and it will be the following, you know, few minutes, we'll use that to wrap up on the African Games. We've got quite a number of substantial topics regarding the African Games, but we'll try and cover as many of them as possible. Our special guest didn't come on the show today. He said he had an emergency. Dr. Francois Harry was our expected special guest on the show. He's the executive chairman for the local organizing committee. He's got quite a number of questions to answer regarding the games, and also the games have ended, and a lot of you have had some questions also about how the games went, and hopefully we can get him next week to put those questions across to him. But Easter is here with us again, and continue to be grateful to God for his ultimate sacrifice and love, and that's why the whole Joy team of course will be there to pray with the boys, and I'm talking about the Senior Correctional Center, the Bostar Home, Joy FM. We had an awesome time there with the residents of Weja Leprosarium, and this Easter we will spend the day with the boys at the Senior Correctional Center. So last year we were at the Leprosarium, and this year we will be at the Bostar Home. The whole team will be there to pray with the boys, counsel them, serve them with hot meals and beverages, and then party with them. Of course, we'll be there on Easter Monday, the 1st of April at 1 p.m. So thank you all for the support that you've brought our way. May the light of his love shine through you this Easter and always. The Joy FM Easter Soup Kitchen 2024 is supported by Lunch Avenue. Take a munch at lunch and Pak Market, Charlie, Deals Day. Joy FM Easter Soup Kitchen, the joy of caring and sharing. Let me also remind you that the show is proudly sponsored by Petrosol. Every drop matters, just as every penny counts. And you have to remember, good quality fuel enhances your vehicle performance and reduces maintenance costs. So take no risk in times like this. All you need is value for your money. So look no further. Drive to the next Petrosol fuel station for your clean, accurate quantity fuel suitable for new technology vehicles. Be a happy customer, fill with smiles, drive more miles, and save some money. Petrosol, your clean, quality fuel in full quantity. Petrosol, always a delightful experience. Now, also DSTV, proud sponsors of this particular show. And DSTV is also telling you that this is Ghana month, and they have amazing offers for you from the 1st to the 31st of March. Grab a DSTV decoder plus a dish and 1 month compass subscription at an unbelievable fee of 299 Ghana cedis. Watch our boys, Kudus, Inaki, and more make us proud each day playing in international leagues like the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, and the Champions League. Make sure you tune into Aquaba Magic Movie Marathon happening this month so that Sweet Mommy can also enjoy. The kids are not left out. There's also exciting entertainment for them. Of course, this one is for everybody. So rush now and grab your DSTV 4 kit with 1 month compass subscription at any sales point for 299 Ghana cedis. And discover more entertainment for less. DSTV, it's your moment. All right, welcome back to the show. Let's put some perspective on the Africa Games. And this is what we love. Well, this is why we love Joy FM, okay? This is why we love Game Plan. The Honorable Neil Antivanderpoy. an astute, experienced commentator in his day. He was, he's been listening to the show, and he's brought some good perspective to me on the show. He just reminded me of a fact that South Africa would not have won, Egypt would not have won the many medals they did if South Africa brought their best swimmers. And he's 100% correct, because South Africa's best swimmers were actually at the World Aquatics Championships in Qatar. So a lot of them actually didn't come. And you see, that's why when experienced heads are listening,
discerning listeners, they give you perspective.
He also has some perspective, gave me some perspective on the boxing. I say, hey, as for this one, Honorable, you must join the show and give us the perspective on the boxing. Honorable Neil Antivanderpoy, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
You guys are doing great.
Oh, thank you. You paved the way, so we are here now. Yes. You were just making a quick point about, to me, off air, about the boxing and the shift in the boxing momentum to Nigeria. And you were pointing out there's a reason Nigeria's women have won more medals and why they are stronger. What's that about?
Let me start from the point that I think that all of us in sports broadcasting and journalism in Africa should raise our voices against the decision of most of these powerful African sporting nations to sometimes exclude their best athletes from the African Games.
That's a fair
point. The world is not being fair to us, because as we're having this one, you know, the World Aquatic Championships on, and we are having the World Indoor Games. We are also having the championships, the Golden Leagues and things going around.
There was even wrestling championships also ongoing.
Yes, you see, so we need to talk about, just like the way Ian Wright and all these guys talk about the need for Europe to respect the African Cup of Nations. I think it is time we also talk about the need for the rest of Africa and also the world to respect us.
When we are having the African Games,
I don't think that is the right time for them to have the Golden League and the World Aquatic Championships and all those things, because then they deny Africa of the opportunity, because all these countries will want their athletes and their sportsmen to compete with those elite people out there so that they can qualify for the Olympics and also make the necessary impact that they want them to make.
Yeah. A good example is, for example, the absence of Ferdinand Omanyala in the 100 meters. Or Faith Kipyegon in the 1,500.
Thank you, Faith Kipyegon. You know, and all those athletes, they didn't come. And that, they took something away from the African Games. So we need to talk about this. It is time that we sit down and critically look at the schedule of the World International Athletic Federation, and also talk about our African Games and see how, just as we've done with football, we can have that time then when we can have our own games and nothing will distract us. Now let me come to the point I was making.
Yes.
South Africa, for example, did not do too well in this. I'm very sure that they would have topped the table if they have really taken cognizance of the fact that this is also another competition aimed at bringing Africa together and not just about medals. So they would have brought all the elite sportsmen, the swimmers. I was really, really angered when I didn't see all these South African elite swimmers that I've always loved, cheered, and supported at the World Championship and also the Olympic Games. I wanted to see them. I really wanted to see them. I didn't see them. I think Abeku had competition, but Abeku would have loved to compete against some of those people and be able to get the necessary experience that he is looking for. Boxing. Bro, let me be frank with you. Nigerian women naturally are stronger than even their men. If you take the morphological build of Nigerian women and you do the biological analysis, you need to understand why it is easier for a Nigerian woman to adapt to boxing, wrestling, and all these other physical sports than Ghanaian women. It's something from old.
Yeah, because they're so good in the wrestling. They're so good. They won almost all the medals in wrestling. In fact, their women swept. They had a clean sweep in their women.
The only country that were competing with them with the wrestling was, to some extent, Egypt.
Yes.
But the Nigerian women were naturally strong. Naturally strong. So it is not something that you can easily, Ghana can just easily think that we can wrap up our fingers around Nigerian women when they come to boxing. We can't. So we need to look at, one, how do we even get the right people to wear the gloves for us in the next championship? We should not just think that anybody who is born in Bukom area will necessarily be a good female boxer. No. I know that we have that extra, let me say, attitude when it comes to boxing. But then we should also look at recruiting. These, some of these, our strong girls in the north and other places, get them down to Accra, train them, give them the fuck, and then now build them up in the knowledge of the sport. Then you know that you are really doing scouting and recruiting. Don't just think that the person should naturally have that talent.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the person's physique. If you think that the person is good, let's get them into the security services. Get them into the boxing gyms. Add value to them. They may have raw talent. Look, today, there are more northern boxers in the gyms of Accra than we have Accra boxers.
That's interesting.
I'm telling you, the recent held boxing league, almost every week you have to go to about 4 or 5 boxers from the north competing in different weight divisions. They are in Accra, and sometimes they don't get any job to do. So with their strength, they just go into boxing, and they're doing well.
Indeed. In fact, one of the things that I noticed during these African Games, all of Ghana's wrestlers are from the north. They brought them all from the north.
Yes.
All the wrestlers,
so,
yes.
So we need to look at the north, we look at other areas where we can get the strong ladies, bring them to the gyms in Accra, let them add value to them so that we can change their story. Because if you look at Nigerian boxers, all the Nigerian female boxers do not really come from the Igbo area or the Muslim north. They are all from the Yoruba area.
And Yoruba, traditionally, it's a very competitive tribe. Let me put it that way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we should critically look at how we can recruit, we can scout for, recruit sportsmen, train them, add value to them, and then make them better sportsmen and women.
Very
but
right.
we are just waiting for those who walk into the gyms in Accra and show some potential, and then we train them.
That's our
work girls
like that.
Who fought had the skill, but they were not strong.
That's it.
They were intelligent. No. They were intelligent boxers, but they were not strong. And in the amateur level, at this particular level, it's strength. You must have some strength to your knowledge and skill.
That is true. In fact,
it's not professional boxing. It is not professional boxing where I can dance my way, pick my punches, go around my opponents, you know. And here, it is how hard you hit and how strong you perform in every round.
And you don't even have a lot of time to do it. It's only three rounds.
No, you don't have a lot of time.
It's only three rounds. After that, you're done. We'll have to call you back, call you into the studio one of these
days.
Let's
talk about it. Thank you. One of these days, we have to do a quick analysis.
I agree.
Our sports development.
Yes. And one of the things, just to buttress the point you were making about Nigerian women being naturally strong, we mentioned the fact that Nigeria won a lot of medals in the wrestling. Nigeria won 6 gold medals in the wrestling. You want to guess how many came from the women and how many from the men?
I know 4 came from the women.
6 from the women, 0 from 6. The men.
Really? There was this Nigerian who I thought was in the final.
No, the Egyptians beat all the Nigerians in all in fact, the only other country that got gold medals in the wrestling with the men is Algeria. They got 2 and Egypt got 10. Nigeria got 0. But when it comes to the women, Nigeria had 6 gold medals in the women. So that's the point you are making. You are 100% spot on. The Nigerian women naturally stronger. Honorable, thank you very much for your input.
Thank you.
That's the Honorable Nilante van der Poel with some invaluable contribution.
My point of departure on the contributions for me would be strengthen the base where these athletes come from.
Yeah.
Instead of bringing, because we know ourselves.
No, he says scout.
Yeah.
It's like we don't scout for the talent. I'm just saying. We're only waiting for people to walk in.
Uh-huh. And you see, often when we even scout and find them, mm-hmm. instead of creating the infrastructure and the architecture there to ensure that at least they have something to develop them, so that those who don't make it into the national pool immediately can still go through the ranks in that region. So for someone like Hall Halutie, without coming to Kumasi, her story could have been very different, right? All of these boxers that we see from the north who are fighting in Accra's gyms, if they had not made it into the pool of the Black Bombers or a gym or a boxing club in Teshi or Nungwa or Jamestown had not picked them up, there wouldn't be as much opportunities or as many opportunities in the north for them. So my issue is that if we realize that the talent base is there in the north or in the eastern region, wherever it is, create the infrastructure there and then develop them. On the
very
the
well
issue I, of the
hold on for me actually just hold on to that thought. I want to give our listeners an opportunity to speak and share their thoughts on the show as well. So I'm going to open the phone. It's a holiday. So call us. Let us know what you make of the African Games. There's quite a lot to talk about, obviously, but if we want to go into them, we will not have time for you to make your own contribution. Track and field, everything, okay? 055-111-1997. The WhatsApp number is also your call number, 055-111-1997. But don't call on WhatsApp. Call on a regular call. The other number, 0302-216-541. Okay, 0302-216-541 and 055-111-997. You can call us and let us know what you make of all of the things we've been talking about and even the Africa Games in general. Achu.
Yeah. It will be difficult trying to get Africa's best athletes to the African Games because of the scheduling of the Games. But for the postponements, the Games would have coincided with the World Athletics, the Handball Championships, the Cycling Championships, and the Weightlifting Championships in 2023. I've gone through the sports calendar.
If we were doing that in the summer.
Yeah, in the summer. In the last 4 years, the only window where you can have the African Games is between the middle of October to the end of the year. And that is in years when there is no World Athletics meet at the end of the year. So
even at that time, most athletes are signing out. Or like wrapping up the season.
Yeah, but I'm saying that is the only period when your African athletes are not conflicted between coming down for the African Games and then for those major competitions, which will pay them more, right? And often come with more points for those who want to get through, qualify for the major competitions through the ranking system.
Daniel, I want to take your thoughts on track and field. We had a decent performance, did we not? Okay, you know what? Let me go to the phone line first. Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon, thank you.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm okay. What your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is George.
Ah, George. Go ahead.
Maybe I'll be going a bit off, but it's still got to do with the games. I think it was a successful game hosting. And I heard something about a country pulling out of the Commonwealth, Kuala Lumpur, isn't it?
It's now, Malaysia, yes.
Yeah. I think to cut down the amount of money that we actually inputted, we could negotiate and pick up, and I heard about $200 million was donated. For the hosting, so maybe if we can host it, that will make use of the facilities, and then we'll have better competition.
So George, this is what happened. Okay, Malaysia were offered what £200 million to assist with the hosting of the games. Okay,
good.
Now the problem with Malaysia is that. In fact, they were offered $100 million. I've just been correct. £100 million, okay, to host the games. Now, to host the games, the city of Kuala Lumpur or the country of Malaysia would have had to spend in excess of £4 billion. £4.5 billion is what would be required to host the Commonwealth Games. Now, remember, the Commonwealth Games Federation only gave them $100 million. Now, even Ghana, we spent in excess of $200 million to host the Africa Games. In fact, $245 million is how much we reportedly budgeted to host the Games. Okay? That is African Games. The Commonwealth Games...
But friends, you see, we are part of the Commonwealth.
We are.
Yes. And even £100 million sterling would help improve a Sipon, Tamale, and the rest. And we upgrade it, we host it, at least get more competition.
No, I think, George, you are getting it wrong. Yes, George, you are getting it wrong. The 100 million would be the adverb I'm looking for is this: woefully inadequate.
Inadequate, that's what you say. But we have already sunk money in this facility. Okay? So, if Commonwealth Games comes on, Abeku the swimmer will come face to face with Olympic size athletes. You get my point?
Yeah, very well, George. Your point is clear. So you are saying that we should host the Commonwealth Games. We should host the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, we should go in for it.
Okay, fair enough.
Because we already spend the money. This is some cost.
Okay.
We should go in for it.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough,
and
George.
And then get athletes to come here, to come and rush shoulders with our new local athletes who will never get opportunity to swim with the flaps or whatever we call them in the U.S. Okay, in the Australian yes. and other countries.
That's fair. Thank you, George. George is... Gary, you heard George. He said 100 million is a lot of money. Yeah, in Giscano. And we host that. We are Ghana.
If we take the money and talk them, say we are sorry. We are sorry. We are Ghana. We'll
they'll ask you to refund the money. Yo. They'll ask you to refund the money. Do I have another caller? Nah, okay. Listen, guys. We need to wrap up. Today has been a fun show.
Yay. Perfect holiday show, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Sicho. Thank you for coming.
See.
Thank you. Daniel as well. And then thank you, Gary. Thank you, Achu. And thank you to Karim
thank
as well.
Thank you to Riala.
Thank you to Riala. Honorable Nila Tevanderpoy. Thank you to Elo Suche.
Yeah, man.
He still has to answer the questions.
Yeah, 35 questions. By next week, you see, you should have come to the goal. By next week, you will be 62. Because the more the days go. Yeah, the more the days go, the more question marks.
Yes,
so,
the more they are.
So you should have come to the
anyway, that's our show for today. Game plan. Always live every Friday from 1:15 p.m. till 3 p.m. Proudly sponsored by Petrosol as well as DSTV. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for making time to tune in. We're back again next Friday. Until then, enjoy the Easter. Do take care of yourself. And we'll see you next Friday.